DJ Shy John, and I'm bringing you the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. Today's date, Tuesday, March 5th, 2013. Today's an important day in Los Angeles. Here we have in the Yahoo News, Los Angeles mayoral candidates square off in primary. This article by Alex Dobuzinskis. Reuters, 5 hours ago. Los Angeles voters head to the polls on Tuesday in a primary election to choose a new mayor, with the top candidates trumpeting the need to reduce business taxes to grow the economy. The nonpartisan primary election in the mostly liberal Southern California city is expected to end with the top two contenders advancing to a May runoff vote, because no candidate is likely to secure a majority of the electorate. Among the candidates are a veteran Democratic official who headed the city council for years, another Democrat tasked with uncovering financial waste, a conservative former talk show host, and a longtime councilwoman. The eventual winner will replace Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who is one of the nation's most high-profile Latino politicians and chaired the 2012 Democratic National Convention. He is barred from running again after two terms in office. Los Angeles City Controller Wendy Gruhl and City Councilman Eric Garcetti have led in campaign fundraising and in the polls. Both have called for a reduction in business taxes to promote economic growth and increase city revenues, even as the nation's second largest metropolis scrounges for new revenue to plug a budget hole set to top $1 billion over the next 4 years. Talk show host Kevin James has taken a similar position. All three top contenders have said they want to overhaul the city's gross receipts tax on businesses. The tax varies by type of commerce, with internet-based companies charged $1 per $1,000 in revenue and professional service firms docked $5 per $1,000. This follows years of complaints by business groups that Los Angeles imposes too many burdens on commerce. The top contenders are also opposing a half-cent sales tax increase that is on the March 5 ballot and is backed by Villaraigosa. Could swing unexpectedly. Gruhl, in her current role as controller, is tasked with uncovering waste and fraud. While in her former position on the council, she was known as the Pothole Queen for her dedication to fixing the streets in her suburban district. Garcetti is a city councilman who was president of the council from 2006 to 2011 and is known for championing the environment and bringing together factions. He is the son of former Los Angeles District Attorney Gil Garcetti. A USC Price Los Angeles Times poll conducted between February 24th and February 27th showed Garcetti leading with 27% of likely voters compared to 25% for Gruhl. The difference between the two top contenders in the survey of 500 respondents was within the survey's margin of error, and in a sign of the potential for the election to swing unexpectedly, 46% of voters who said they had decided on a candidate said they could still change their mind. James had 15% support in the USC Price Los Angeles Times poll, and City Councilwoman Jan Perry, who represents a sliver of the city's downtown and areas to the south, stood at 14%. She was first elected to the council in 2001. Garcetti and Gruhl have led in fundraising by each pulling in over $4 million in contributions, according to campaign records from the city. But Gruhl, a former executive at DreamWorks, has received an added boost in over $2 million spent independently on her behalf, records show. Most of that comes from a group called Working Californians to Elect Wendy Gruhl that is backed in large part by city employee unions. outside groups and individuals have set a record by spending over $4.8 million for or against the mayoral candidate and the contenders for other city offices. And now on to the Harper's Weekly Review, dated March 5th, 2013. The United States Congress failed to reach a deal that would avert automatic budget cuts to federal departments and programs before a March 1st deadline established by the Budget Control Act of 2011. The $42 billion in cuts scheduled for the current fiscal year includes an estimated 8% cut to defense spending and an estimated 2% cut to Medicare provider payments, and may also affect such programs as air traffic control, border control, scientific research, environmental inspection, offshore oil exploration, and FBI wiretap translation. President Barack Obama blamed the sequestration on the intransigence of House Republicans. House Republicans blamed Obama's desire for new tax revenues in addition to budget cuts and Senate Democrats' failure to pass a replacement bill. House Democrats blamed House Republicans for spitefulness and Obama for underestimating House Republican spitefulness. Mitt Romney blamed Obama for poor leadership, and lexicographers blamed the prevalence in the media of the noun sequester on the complexity of the more proper sequestration. I don't think anyone quite understands how it gets resolved, said House Majority Leader John Boehner, Republican, Ohio. I should somehow do a Jedi mind melt with these folks, said Obama. Neuroscientists infused the brain of a rat in North Carolina with the thoughts of a rat in Brazil. And a Florida man fell through the floor of his house into a sinkhole from which his body could not be recovered. Static electricity was found to have caused the explosion of the Hindenburg blimp in 1937. And the maiden voyage of the replica ship Titanic II was scheduled for 2016. Anything will sink, said a Blue Star Line owner, Clive Palmer, if you put a hole in it. Kenyan officials reported turnout of over 70% for the initial round of voting in the country's first presidential election since the 2007 ballot that led to weeks of ethnic violence and resulted in the deaths of more than 1,000 people. Chad's army claimed to have killed Abdel Hamid Abut Zeid, a commander of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, and Zeid's rival and former fellow commander, Mokhtar Belmokhtar, who planned the January attack on the Amina's gas plant in Algeria that killed 60 people. The United Nations ended its sanctions against Osama bin Laden, and Al-Qaeda's English-language magazine published tips for open-source jihadis on how to burn parked cars and cause accidents with strategically placed oil slicks. The sliding will surprise the non-believers, quote AQ chief, maybe even causing a down-the-mountain chitty-chitty-bang-bang flying special. The United States began providing aid to groups fighting to depose Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. A hot air balloon crash over Luxor, Egypt, killed 19 tourists, and 30 million locusts swarmed Giza. I ask the families living in the locust-plagued areas not to burn tires, said Egyptian Agricultural Minister Salah Abd al-Mamon. This does not chase away the locusts. The Vatican opened a vacant see. The Lord has given us many days of sunshine and light breezes, said Pope Benedict XVI in his final address before retiring, but also times when the Lord seemed to be sleeping. Pessimistic German seniors were found to live longer, and historians cataloging Nazi internment and execution facilities reported that the Holocaust was more widespread than previously believed, encompassing some 42,500 sites and the imprisonment or death of between 15 million and 20 million people. In North Korea, where gulags were expanding and old men were granted permission to wear their hair as long as 2.75 inches, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un hosted three Harlem Globetrotters, NBA Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman, and a film crew from Vice magazine. Everybody's so concerned with geopolitics that we forget just to be human beings, said Vice co-founder Shane Smith. I am sitting in a hotel room, tweeted Vice producer Jason Mojica, watching the end of Rocky IV, crying. An 8-year-old Siberian girl died in the belly of an ice turtle. Doctors declared cured a Mississippi baby born with HIV. Former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop died at 96, and former Temptations singer Richard Street died at 70. An Englishman calling himself Moody Blues was reported to advise former New York City policeman Gilbert Valle, who was on trial for conspiring to kill and eat women, that face meat is great for sandwiches. Food inspectors discovered that South African burgers and sausage are adulterated with soy, and that some Icelandic beef pies are meatless. The heart of Richard the Lionhearted was found to have been embalmed in daisy, mint, and myrtle. The English town of Bognor Regis held its final clown parade, and Romanian authorities seized the bears and lions of Nutzu the pawnbroker. The ear of a teenager in Banbury, England, was bitten off at the Sound Exchange dance club, and a riot broke out at a Detroit shopping mall during an autograph signing by the band Mindless Behavior. Citing health concerns, the School of Visual Arts in New York City temporarily confiscated a thesis project consisting of 68 vials of semen by student Mark Bradley Johnson. I've been working on this for months, said Johnson. This article by Jeremy Kane. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of this week's Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. And like I always say, people, be good to each other in the coming week. Stay kind and stay out of the news.